Today is Thursday, January the 12th, 2023. This is GQDN, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackuptodor.org. Yeah, mistakes do happen, but in today's news, make no mistake here, we have some Skull and Bones update? Really? We have a Dead Space launch trailer. And what does the end of January bring? But today, we do have some updates, thanks to Eurogamer. This one is about Ubisoft. And the stocks have fallen because of what has been going on at Ubisoft, or the lack thereof of what's been going on. Meaning, because of the canceled projects and the delays that they've had, stocks have fallen in the EU by 19%, but more worldwide. So what happened was, the CEO of Ubisoft, Yves Guillemot, did send out an email that was seen by Kotaku. Here's what the email said. Quote, "Today more than ever, I need your full energy and commitment to ensure we get back on the path to success. I am also asking that each of you be especially careful and strategic with your spending and initiatives to ensure we're being efficient and learn and lean as possible." That's efficient and lean as possible. "The ball is in your court to deliver this lineup on time at the expected level of quality and show everyone what we are capable of achieving." So, we shall see what happens. We will be talking about Ubisoft later on in the show. Because there's another huge article, and this one's about Nintendo. Once again, up on Eurogamer. And the Saudi Arabia Financial Group bought some Nintendo stock, raising that stock from 5.01% to 6.07%. Now, keep in mind, the Saudi Financial Group owns or has a stock in Capcom, Nexon, Tecmo, EA, Activision Blizzard, and Take-Two, and has the majority stock of SNK. By the way, if you're wrestling fans, rumors abound that they might have bought WWE. You may have heard that, but we'll see what happens there. Because when sales happen, it's common courtesy that the company that's being bought out announces an official statement about the sale. So we'll see what happens. But yes, they did buy some Nintendo stock. They're pretty high on the technology. But we also know who else is, obviously, and that's Sony. DualShockers.com did report that PlayStation 5 will have a system software update for a controller that will come out later this month, January 23rd. That controller will be called the DualSense Edge. And this update to all PlayStation 5 systems will be about 1 gigabyte in size. And this will come upon the release of the new controller. So, if you do have PlayStation like I do, just wait for a 6.5 patch to come, and well, you know what's going to be coming. So, that's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens when that comes out. Yeah, you can tell I'm not enthused, but maybe you are. That's why I say things. But I can tell you what I am very intrigued about, because I have the game. Destructoid brings us the article and says that Marvel Snap will be introducing PvP battle mode late this month. In fact, it is expected to launch on January 31st. Now, with this, you could have something called a series drop. Now, these would have some higher level cards, i.e. series 3, 4, and 5, and would drop a tier each. So once you pass, say, Series 2, you would get a Series 2 or maybe a Series 3 card up and up and up and so on and so forth. So We'll see what happens. Indeed, we will. It is a very interesting game. Something that may be interesting for you boxing fans, and this comes to us also from Dual Shockers, the game Undisputed will enter early access on Steam on January the 31st. Now, this comes from publisher Steel City and developer Pelion, and will have a whole bunch of names to it. Canelo Alvarez, Tyson Fury, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson. You'll have introductions by Jimmy Lennon Jr. and referee work by Kenny Bayless. And the punch stats will be calculated by Komobox. This is very, very interesting. Now, for this game, you are required to have a controller, okay? Which may be the right thing to do here, because it's not going to support keyboards. We'll see what happens. But this is also very, very intriguing. Last one from Dual Shockers, and that is Redfall and Forza Motorsport may be in the Xbox Showcase. Now, we do know that some games that have been advertised for the Showcase will not be revealed for the Showcase, like Starfield. But, and, well, one that we're about to talk about here pretty soon. But to see Minecraft Legends and Forza and Redfall and maybe some other games that some other games that have been announced earlier, or some games that have not been announced, could be the time to announce it. So hey, we'll keep you apprised. Of course we will. That's what we do. Now, one thing I did see, and thank you to ggmania.com, Dead Space Remake did launch their trailer. And yeah, it does look good. It's a horror game. It's a space horror game. Looks like a first-person shooter. And will be out on PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series, and PC via Steam, Xbox Game Store, and Origin. And that'll be a tentative release of January 27th for $70. The deluxe edition will be $80, $10 more. So, we'll see. And by the way, the deluxe edition will have 3 unique suits and 2 suit textures. A little more power for the hero? We'll see. We go back to Ubisoft, and this is an article brought to us by GameSpot.com, and Skull and Bones will have official gameplay footage tomorrow. In fact, this is what they said on Twitter, at Skull and Bones Game. Important update for all of our aspiring captains. Nah, words are hard. Today, we'd like to share an update regarding our release date as we made, aspiring, the decision to delay Skull and Bones a little more. Our determination and focus remain the same. Offer the best in-game experience possible to our players from day one. This extra time will help us in providing further polish and balancing to our game experience, following your feedback from previous tests. We also have an array of exciting content coming up in our special social channels and ready to be shared with you starting tomorrow with our latest episode of The Deck, bringing new and exclusive gameplay footage focused on our game's lore. Additional information regarding our new release date and upcoming test phases will be shared with you all very soon. So be sure to stay tuned and follow the conversation. Thank you for your support, and stay tuned for more information. Find them on Twitch, find them on YouTube, all the different social sites. Yeah, and you can find all of us at Dawnforge, at GroupQuest. Go check out the GroupQuest.com for all the episodes and a link to our Discord. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Are you ready? Go play some games, people.